This is Voice of Korea.
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 Transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Dear listeners, you are welcome to Voice of Korea. Now here is the title in this transmission. After news, the music followed by the first installment of Section 2 in the Dear World Town of Chapter 13 towards Mount Victor from the Jamie census of the great leader President Kim Il-sung with the century. This is a company interview, just to guide the theory on party building from our journal program, Workers' Part of Korea, Glorious 65 Years, and then the last installment of the essay, Two Important Miracles Rotting Korea in the East, written by Roland Willem Gellinger, Professor of Kinshasa University of the Democratic Congo. After that, we present an account, One Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. Finally, we present an account, a manifestation of wicked attempt, and we'll enjoy some songs between the programs.
Now here is the news. The Russian Avanskaya Krayevaya Typografia Publishing House published in book form the great leader Kim Jong-un's famous work on preserving the true character and national character of the revolution and construction. The publishing ceremony was held at the publishing house on the 7th. Organizing the ceremony, the director of the publishing house said it is an honor for the officials of the publishing house and citizens of Khabarovsk to publish the work of esteemed Kim Jong-un on the occasion of the 46th anniversary of the start of his work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. Saying that thanks to the outstanding Sunmen-based revolutionary leadership of Kim Jong-un, the Korean people are firmly defending the national sovereignty and dynamically advancing toward a great, prosperous and powerful nation. Even in the current situation, the director of the Patterson House added that the world greatly admires his firm confidence.
The Ethiopian Youth Committee for the Study of the Church Idea recently held a seminar on the great leader Kim Jong-un's famous work, giving priority to ideological work is essential for accomplishing socialism. And the other branch of the committee held a seminar on its exploits On the occasion of the 46th anniversary of the start of this work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, the Secretary General of the Ethiopian Youth Committee for the Study of the Church Idea and other speakers at the seminars said His Excellency Kim Jong-il has thoroughly observed the principle of definitely placing ideological work above all other affairs in the whole course of leading the revolution and construction. And they stress that the Korean people are fully united around His Excellency Kim Jong-il with one idea and purpose.
A gathering was recently held in Pakistan, and lectures, book and photo exhibitions and film shows in Iran and India on occasion of the 46th anniversary of the start of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. Present at the functions were many people, including prisoners of the Lahore branch of the Pakistan-Korea Friendship Association, the Pakistan Federation of Trade Unions, and the Organization for Afro-Asian People's Solidarity, the International Taekwondo Association of Iran, and Delhi City Autonomous Council of India. Speakers at the function stressed that under the sagacious leadership of leader Kim Jong-il, the Workers' Party of Korea has been strengthened and developed into a powerful party, an invincible party rooted deep among the masses and enjoying absolute support and trust of the people. The Korean documentaries, including The Tower of the Church Idea and Answer of Korea, were projected at the film shows.
In national cinema, the theory and ideology put forward by the great leader Kim Jong-il in a famous way, giving priority to ideological work is essential for accomplishing socialism, and on its immortal exploits was held at the Grand People's Study House in Pyongyang on the 16th. Present at the cinema were Kim Jong-nam, Secretary of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, officials concerned, officials of institutions of science, education, culture and art, and the press, party cadre training institutions, and in the field of revolutionary relics preservation. Presented to the seminar were five papers that profoundly explained and proved the originality, truth, and the great vitality of the theory and ideology advanced by leader Kim Jong-il.
Workers and trade union members held a meeting at the Central Hall of Workers in Pyongyang on the 16th. To celebrate the 46th anniversary of the great leader Kim Jong-il's start of work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. Present at the meeting were Lee Young-soo, Department Director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, trade union officials, workers and trade union members. The reporter and speaker said, the respected leader Kim Jong-il's start of work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea was a history event which provided a firm guarantee for carrying forward the revolutionary cause of Chucha to completion and opened a bright future for the party and revolution and for the country and nation. They added that under scrupulous guidance and care of great Kim Jong-il, the General Federation of Trade Unions of Korea has been more firmly built and is performing its mission as a transmission belt of the party and an organization for ideological education.
A meeting of youth and students took place in the plaza of the Party Founding Memorial Tower in Pyongyang on the 16th, in celebration of the 46th anniversary of the great leader Kim Jong-il's start of work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. Present at the meeting were Lee Young-soo, Department Director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, officials concerned, youth league officials, and the youth and students in Pyongyang. The reporter and speakers at the meeting said, the immortal exploits of respected Kim Jong-il will shine bright in history as he has strengthened and developed the Workers' Party of Korea into the leaders' party faithful to the ideal and leadership of great Kim Il-sung and as mother party infinitely loving the people and truly serving them. They noted that respected Kim Jong-il has turned the youth league into a revolutionary and militant invincible rank loyal to the cause of the Workers' Party of Korea.
A hard-working group of students of the Korean high schools in Japan, led by Hwang Sung-ha, head of the Kobe Korean High School, laid a bouquet before a bronze statue of the great leader, President Kim Il-sung, on Mansu Hill in Pyongyang, and paid homage to him on the 16th.
The officials and workers of the Sungyeol meeting mill in Pyongyang have carried out their first half-year's quota under the National Economic Plan by boosting production with a fusion hatred against the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean traitors living in the group. As of June the 15th, the plan of total industrial output value was fulfilled at 113.5%, and more than 150 workers carried out their yearly assignments. Other focus of the servicemen trainees of the unit, which participated in the third round of the second term contest of art focus of the servicepersons families of the Korean People's Army, started to give performances in the capital city of Pyongyang, drawing large audience. Writers, reporters, and other pressmen of culture and art and mass media institutions and the working people in Pyongyang appreciated the performances at the East Pyongyang Grand Theater on the 16th. Permanent representative of the DPRK to the United Nations, Sun Sung-ho, held a press conference in New York on the 15th concerning the case of the sinking of the South Korean Pyongyang Chunan. Present at the press conference were 14 correspondents to the United Nations. Sun Sung-ho first assumed the member nations of the UN Security Council had been informed of the stand of the DPRK concerning the sinking of the warship Chunan and continued. As is known already, on May 20th next, the South Korean Center's news published what they call results of the investigation, which linked the sinking of the tsunami with the DPRK. The title rejected the results immediately and reiterated that the public has nothing to do with the case, and proposed the sending an inspection group of the National Defense Commission to the sport for objective confirmation of the results of the investigation. But the South Korean authorities refused our just demand and referred their unilaterally prefabricated the results of the investigation to the UN Security Council. Since the announcement of the results of the investigation, fabricated by the United States and the South Korean authorities, the results have become an object of doubt and demonstration at home and abroad, and it has fully disclosed as the days go by through different materials and objective reality that the thinking is a charade fabricated through their political papers. The basic material evidences of the United States and the South Korean authorities are none of them buttoned to doubt, and the results of the investigation of the multinational joint investigation team and its scientific but unilaterally prefabricated, not objective, but biased and arbitrary. Herein lies the reason why the DPRK rejected the South Korean results of the investigation immediately after its announcement and proposed sending an inspection group of the National Defense Commission to support. Some countries mentioned the possibility of discussing the issue of the tsunami of the Military Armistice Commission, but in 1991, the United States unilaterally recalled a senior commitment of the UN Forces side and posted in the place a general of the South Korean Capital Army, which is not a signatory to the Armistice Agreement, and thus paralyzed the function of the Military Armistice Commission. Now, a serious situation is being created in the Korean Peninsula, in which a war may break out at any moment due to the results of investigation and reckless follow-up countermeasures of the South Korean authorities. The DPRK permanent representative Sun Sung-ho stressed that if the UN Security Council, which is a disgraceful precedent of failing to prevent the Iraqi war received by the United States in February 2003, deals with the present case unfairly received by the United States again, and thus clashes break out in the Korean Peninsula, the United States and the UN Security Council shall be entirely responsible for its consequences.
The General Association of Koreans in China released a statement on the 14th. Denouncing the South Korean traitors Lee Min-baku for the attempt to resume the psychological warfare against the DPRK. The statement criticized that the traitors Lee Min-baku, crazy for confrontation with fellow countrymen, are making frantic preparations for the resumption of an all-out psychological warfare against the DPRK in the front areas.
The South headquarters of the Pan National Alliance for Korea's Reunification released a statement on the 13th on the lapse of 8 years since the two middle school girls, Shin Cho-sung and Shin Mi-sung, were killed by U.S. imperialist aggressor troops. The statement expressed hatred for the GIs who had cruelly run an armored car over the two middle school girls 8 years ago, and deplored that now the criminal GIs are going round freely, given the verdict of not guilty. The statement called for driving the U.S. forces out of South Korea and opening a new society of independence against the United States as early as possible. And that's the end of the news read by Song Chul and Kim Hyun-oh. This is Voice of Korea.
The Korean Central News Agency issued a commentary titled, Promoter of Full-Scale Arms Race. The commentary said, recently the Stockholm International Peace Institute made a public report that despite a worldwide economic crisis, the United States is at the top of the list of the countries in the military expenditure in 2009. The report said, with the increase of $47,000,000,000 of the actual expenditure, the U.S. expenditure is 54% of the increased military expenditure of the world, and it is also the United States that is first in the worldwide export of conventional weapons. As the material shows, the United States is the mastermind of the worldwide arms race and disturber of peace and stability. Through continued increase of the military expenditure, the United States frantically persists in the development of prompt striking weapons and establishment of missile defense system. It is also unthinkable apart from the accelerated arms race, that when the situation of the Korean Peninsula is very acute, due to the case of the sinking of a warship in South Korea, the United States actively instigates the South Korean puppets to drive the situation to extremity. The United States schemes to conduct adventurous preceding military operations against the DPRK with the mobilization of large-scale up-to-date war troops, including nuclear weapons. What the United States has craned for is the geopolitical profits in the Asia-Pacific region, taking advantage of the case of the Cheonam. As the United States strengthens the aggressive U.S.-Japan-South Korea alliance and creates military tensions, Asia-Pacific countries show military moves to curb with it. The world does not want to see the deterioration of the imbalance of force created by the United States after the close of Cold War. That was the gist of commentary on the title, Promoter of Full-Scale Arms Race, issued by the Korean Central News Agency. This is the Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, now is the time for the great leader, President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences of the century. Today we bring you the first installment of Session 2 in the Dear World Town of Chapter 13 towards Mount Baekdu. Great cooks on treasury or strong brotherhood. He made this proposal in order to establish good neighborly relations with the People's Revolutionary Army and thereby maintain military supremacy over the enemy. Chiang Chu had once proposed the establishment of treasury with us. It is a common trend among Chinese anti-Japanese nationalist units to enter into alliances with the People's Revolutionary Army by treasury and keep the communists bound in the alliance. But establishing treasury or sworn brotherhood then implied the automatic formation of a common front against the Japanese or its development into a durable alliance. Solid comradeship can only develop through battle, and its real worth can only be proved by repeated trials. In the new situation governing our advance to Mount Baekdu, a joint military operation to contain the enemy could constitute the best opportunity to make anti-Japanese units loyal allies of the People's Revolutionary Army and establish a durable alliance with them. The Battle of Fusan County Town in August 1936 was typical with special significance in establishing a solid common front with anti-Japanese units. Now that we have established a common front, what about attacking a big walled town, I suggested. Let's go ahead. He agreed without giving second thoughts to the matter. With your unit, Commander Kim, I can attack any enemy, can't I? I now feel as if I command the whole world. Let's attack a big walled town. The Mountain Rebel Commander's answer was surprisingly confident, for he had a habit of turning tail even without attempting to fight when encountering the Japanese. He might have been brain in excitement caused by the effect of opiate smoking. One should concentrate puffed opiate even in our presence. This expressed his special confidence in us. Usually, Chinese opium addicts never smoked opiate in the presence of strangers. Wanson's unceremonious attitude was a good sign. He had never smoked opiate before commanding the anti-Japanese unit. When still young, he had been an excellent fighter. He had distinguished himself in every battle and had soon taken command of a large unit. Once his unit was threatened by total destruction, surrounded by the Japanese. Breaking through the encirclement, it suffered heavy casualties. Wanshin himself narrowly escaped. This crisis made him a pessimist. The Japanese, who used to fall upon his unit, yelling like wolves hunting in packs, were too strong an enemy for the indisciplined, poorly equipped soldiers of the anti-Japanese unit. To make matters worse, Commander Wang had been pursuing them and sapping their strength. Wang Chen had withdrawn into a deep mountain, entrenched his unit in a mud wall, and only maintained the existence of his unit by robbing the people of their property instead of fighting the enemy. Living at the expense of the people, he had become more and more of a bandit. The old bandit commander, who had retired into a mountain, had taken to opiate smoking in grief and anger. Many of his men, tired of such a life in the rebel army, had discarded their guns and returned to their hometowns. Some of them had become bandits, while some of them, under a white flag, had gone to the barracks of the puppet Manchu army. Commanding officers had spent their time on gambling, not even caring how the times were changing. The despotic habit of officers who beat and swore at their men at the slightest offense had reduced their relationship to deplorable levels. Wang Chen's unit was on the brink of total collapse. They could only be saved from ruin by an alliance which should inspire them with confidence in victory through practical joint operations against the enemy. Consequently, I proposed an attack on a big walled town after success in alignment with Wang Chen's unit. Things went smoothly as he gladly agreed to my proposal. All my officers and men were filled with admiration at the way you, Commander Kim, destroyed Commander Wang. The attack on a town in cooperation with your unit will be very welcome to them. Please plan the operation immediately, Wang Chen said. He was very envious of our success in the battles of Liaoling, Xinanca, Xigan, Daring, and other places. He found our tactics in these battles very mysterious. He said that famous Chinese generals in the ancient warring age defeated their enemies by resourceful strategy and that the Japanese fought bravely. He asked me what tactics I used to achieve victory in every battle. I replied with a smile that the art of war was important, but the soldier's mental state was even more vital. He said he could see with one glance that my men were all courageous and strong. He heaved a deep sigh, complaining that his men were all so stupid that he could hardly trust them. "Don't worry, Commander," I said. "If we jointly fight the Japanese successfully, they'll also become courageous without any shadow of a doubt. Please choose the town we should attack." Wang Chen waved his hand, asking me to select a target. You've just heard the first installment of Section 2 in the Dear World Town of Chapter 13, Towards Mount Baekdu, from the great leader President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences with the century. This is Voice of Korea.
Workers' Party of Korea, glorious 65 years. We now bring you an interview, J.K. Guided Field on Party Building. Democratic People's Republic of Korea will significantly greet the 65th founding anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea. The Workers' Party of Korea has been able to cover the road of victory and glory for 65 years as it put forward an original theory on party building and has been guided by it in party building and activities. Now, I'd like to talk with you about the Juche guided theory on party building the Workers' Party of Korea regards as the guideline in its activities.
You're welcome. The Juche guided theory on party building is a theory which applied the Juche idea created by President Kim Il-sung to the party building and activities. The theory embraces very specific theoretical problems rising in the Juche guided party building, including the issue of solving all problems in the party building and activities with men at the center.
I think the Juche guided theory on party building gives clear answers to the issues on the law of party founding, on strengthening and developing the party into a mass party, on keeping the unity and cohesion of the party in ideology and purpose, and on formally issuing the monolithic ideological system and continuity of the party.
Right. The theory on the working class party building formulated by President Kim Il-sung is a new original Juche guided theory on party building, illustrated and systematized according to the new social historical principle of the Juche era, which is different from the preceding era.
President Kim Il-sung scientifically elucidated the essential features of man for the first time in history, and on the basis of it, explained the principle of social historical movement as an independent, creative, and conscious movement of the popular masses. On its basis, he originally evolved the theory on the working class party building.
Thanks to him, the Juche-guided principle of party building was formulated, which is an apical term in developing the theory on the working class party building. The essence of the Juche-guided theory on party building is to solve all problems arising in the party building and activities centering on man as we work with him.
Sure. President Kim Il-sung, on the basis of the Juche ideal, gave comprehensive and scientific answers to the theoretical and practical problems for all the national states to build the party independently in keeping with the demand of their people and the specific conditions of their countries.
Indeed, the Juche guided theory on party building presented by President Kim Il-sung is an independent party building theory, which most correctly represents the demand of the popular masses for independence and the load of the development of revolutionary movement.
That is why the Juche guided theory on party building is enjoying absolute support and sympathy of the world progressive humanity. Nice talking with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just in an interview, Juche guided theory on party building from our regular program, Workers' Party of Korea, Glorious 65 Years. This is Voice of Korea. We now bring your chorus and orchestral music. Our faith is one.
Joseph Kerr presents the last installment of the essay, Two Important Miracles Wrought in Korea in the East, written by Roland Willem Gellinger, professor of Confucian University of the Democratic Congo. Dealing Fascism as the hero while defending the country with the army as the main force, this is another great discovery of the theory of the single politics of leader Kim Jong-un. The long military history since slave states considered the national defense as the mission of the army. It has been considered as an unavoidable legitimate military theory. It was considered impossible for an armament holding a rifle or a sword in the one hand to take a hammer or sickle in the other. There are over 2 million soldiers in more than 50 countries in Africa today. Most of them are faithful only to their mission for defending their countries with rifles in their hands. Leader Kim Jong-un has refuted the military theory any politicians and militarists in the world could not deny, and presents a new excellent military theory in the theory on sending politics that a soldier must wield a hammer together with a rifle. It is indeed a prominent military theory. His assertion is based on a quite new view on the army. He has drawn a line of demarcation on the theory of regarding the working class as the main force in the revolution, which had been maintained in the international working class movement for hundreds and scores of years, and regards the army as the main force of revolution. It is also a distinguished view. As the ground of the theory of regarding the army as the main force, he presents revolutionary qualities such as the revolutionary soldier spirit, whose contents are the spirit of resolute defense of the leader, the spirit of resolute implementation, and the heroic sacrificing spirit, revolutionary motto, unity, organization, fighting strength, and discipline. The reality proved the ground. Our car ran west of Pyongyang for about 40 minutes. A enormous barrage on the West Sea came into our sight. We were told that it was named West Sea Barrage. The moment I was looking at the majestic barrage running across the rough sea with admiration, I guessed that the builders of the barrage must be professionals. But my conjecture was repudiated by the guide, who saw the soldiers of the Korean People's Army had built the barrage across tens of meters deep sea. The soldier spirit, morale, and will conquered the tidal waves, storm, and waves, and built a huge barrage. As I saw and heard during my repeated visit to Korea, the soldiers, the main force in building a great prosperous and powerful country, were achieving greater successes in construction and production with indomitable mental power of self-reliance in building monumental structures and in the most difficult sectors of the national economy. And the entire people of the country were accelerating the building of an economic power in the same spirit, presenting a great reality. Before the spiritual strength of the army and the people, any sanctions and blockade of the imperialists ended in smoke. Then, what is the conclusion of my essay? It is that leader Kim Jong-un's sending politics has brought 2 important miracles of world historical significance: the victory in the defense of socialism and the building of the first thriving socialist country of Turkey. Here I want to add one thing. It is a great event if one of the important miracles of world historical significance takes place in a small country. However, in Korea, the 2 important miracles have taken place, and moreover, they have taken place not in different eras, but in one era, to the admiration of the world. I dare say the 2 important miracles exciting the whole globe for their world historical significance, herein lie the greatness of the exploits performed by leader Kim Jong-un for the era and history with the sending politics, and the tremendousness of his services rendered to the world and mankind. Readers of Korea, please forgive me if the above-mentioned analysis and view of this African scholar belittle the greatness and tremendousness of leader Kim Jong-un's exploits more or less. Never before have I so keenly felt the truth that only a great man works an important miracle of world historical significance. Martin Ure, he's really a great man of the 21st century. Believing that in the future, repeated historians in the future these two important miracles in Korea and tell them forever, I want to conclude this essay here. So far, Voice of Korea has presented in 6 installments the essay, Important Miracles Wrought in Korea in the East, written by Jolan Velen Gelenge, Professor of Kinshasa University of the Democratic Congo. This is Voice of Korea.
Now we'll enjoy the main chorus, the general guides the new century.
Sentiment, one day to combat desertification and drought. Dear listeners, June the 17th is one day to combat desertification and drought. In the latter half of the last century, global warming lasted and ecological surroundings were seriously destroyed, deteriorating desertification and drought. In this connection, an Intergovernmental Negotiations Committee was organized on a worldwide scale. After several discussions, the committee concluded the UN Convention on Combating Desertification in Paris, the capital of France, on June 17, 1994. The 49th session of the United Nations General Assembly, held in December 1994, adopted a resolution on commemorating the June 17th as World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought every year. Various functions are held in different countries on the day every year, according to the themes given by the UN Environment Programme. This year, the theme is Water Resource Management and Desertification. As you know well, the desertification greatly affects the ecological surroundings of the Earth and threatens the existence of humanity. Because of the language's interpretation, many people are feeling an acute shortage of water, and thousands of species of animals and plants are threatened with extinction. Many countries are suffering economic losses due to land desertification. It is found that every year the amount of damages is tremendous. The reality shows that prevention of land desertification is a very important and urgent issue concerning the human existence and development. At present, water resource management is one of the important things to prevent land desertification. As many rivers and lakes drowned, not a few countries fail to irrigate land due to shortage of water. The reality shows well how important it is to protect and manage well the water resources. Recently, many countries, well aware of the importance of the water resource management, take an active part in the work. As a result of the active promotion of irrigation in the countryside and other gigantic nature remaking projects, the DPRK has a ramified network of irrigation canals which make it possible to use the water resources more effectively. In recent years, the Pengma Tsosan, Katsun Lake Tsosan and Muri Plain irrigation canals have been completed on a high level, making it possible to conserve water scientifically and technically and actively cope with any drought. The Democratic People's Republic of Korea will in the future too conduct positive activities to combat worldwide desertification and drought in close contact with international organizations. We will insert an account of the title, World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. This is Voice of Korea.
Now here is an account, a manifestation of wicked attempt. Dear listeners, some time ago, the South Korean authorities delivered a report to the case of the sinking of the warship Chunam to the United Nations. In a letter submitted to the UN Security Council, the puppet authorities begged the United Nations for a serious call for action concerning the results of an investigation into the sinking of the warship. Earlier, the South Korean chief executive showed up at the Asian Security Dialogue held in Singapore and made a keynote speech. In his speech, he talked about referring the case of the sinking of the warship to the UN Security Council and begged for an active cooperation of the international community in the sanctions against the North. It is a manifestation of wicked attempt to befool the public at home and abroad and internationalize the case, bringing it even to the United Nations, and thus instigate sanctions against the DPRK, and furthermore, light a fuse to war against the North. The ultimate purpose of such senseless despicable act is to provoke a war against the North in the name of the United Nations. It is proved well by the outbursts made by the drones of the Grand National Party in April. At that time, the South Korean conservatives made a fictitious amorphous torpedo attack a fait accompli and cried that it is fairly possible to exercise the right to self-defense according to Article 51 of the UN Charter, and that they should follow in the footsteps of the United States, which attacked Afghanistan after September 11th terror. Thus, the wicked attempt of the South Korean puppets was made clear to brand the fellow countrymen as criminals by fabricating the sinking of the warship and provoke a war against the North and leak with aggressive outsiders. If it wants peace and security of the Korean Peninsula, the UN Security Council should take measures to demand South Korea accept an inspection group of the National Defense Commission as already proposed by the DPRK to confirm the results of an investigation. By so doing, it should give priority to clarifying the truth behind the case fairly and objectively. If the unilateral results of investigation without confirmation of the victim are brought up for discussion at the UN Security Council, it would bring serious consequences to peace and security of the Korean Peninsula. That was an account, a manifestation of wicked attempt. This is the Voice of Korea.
We now present a mixed chorus. The rifle of Songun shows no mercy.
pleasure is a peace solo. Those who provoke us to the move is keep peace. People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Uber between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,355 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC and between 3 and 4 hours UTC on 7,200 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,740 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.